A Japanese executive and three former top officials of the agribusiness giant Archer Daniels Midland have been indicted on criminal antitrust charges in connection with a huge price-fixing scheme at ADM. A federal grand jury in Chicago charged the four today with conspiring to fix prices worldwide for a commonly used feed additive called lysine. A Korean company also pleaded guilty for its role in the alleged conspiracy. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Today's indictments are part of a major government probe into price-fixing at Archer Daniels Midland. Last October, the company pleaded guilty to fixing prices for two of its agricultural products and agreed to pay $100 million, the largest criminal antitrust fine in history. Last month, one of ADM's competitors in Japan pleaded guilty to taking part in the price-rigging scheme. Now the Justice Department has turned its focus on the individuals in those firms it believes are responsible for the schemes. They include the chief whistleblower in the case, Mark Whitaker. For more than 2 years, Whitaker was an FBI informant who made secret tape recordings of ADM meetings for prosecutors. Today, Whitaker announced he was no longer cooperating with the government. Also indicted was Michael Andreas, the son of ADM's chairman, who had been expected to become the firm's next president. And third, Terrence Wilson, the former head of ADM's corn processing division. He retired in October after ADM's guilty plea. His attorney's office released a statement today.
It is extremely surprising that the government's informant for 3 years, Mark Whitaker, is included in this indictment. Whitaker has obviously gone bad for the government, and this extraordinary action suggests a case in disarray.
The government also charged an official with Ajinomoto Company, ADM's competitor, for taking part in the conspiracy. In a separate action, Jail Jadang of Korea agreed to plead guilty and pay a $1 million fine for its part in the lysine conspiracy. Lysine is an amino acid. It is used by swine and poultry farmers to supplement a diet of corn and ensure the proper growth of pigs and chicken and turkey. It is a $600 million a year industry. The government says the men charged in the indictment entered into a conspiracy to eliminate competition by agreeing to charge certain prices for the feed additive and also agreeing how much of it would be sold by their firms. In a statement today, ADM declined to comment. But Timothy Ramey, a food market stock analyst with Deutsche Morgan Grenfell Bank in New York, says he doesn't expect ADM to be hurt by today's indictments.
It sort of further rubs salt in the wound of the, you know, continuing criminal investigation resulting from the price fixing, alleged price fixing at Archer Daniels. But, you know, this was a long expected move about these individuals rather than the corporation.
The Justice Department says its antitrust investigation into the lysine, citric acid, and high-fructose corn syrup markets will continue. In a statement, Acting Assistant Attorney General Joel Klein said the charges should signal to business executives both home and abroad that the Justice Department will vigorously pursue individuals involved in international cartels wherever they are. The four men indicted today each face a maximum prison term of 3 years and a fine if convicted. They will be arraigned in federal court in Chicago at a later date. In Chicago, I'm Cheryl Corley reporting.